So as time a fortnight ago, we learned his, to come unto his presence with a fast with thank you. So today we're looking at thank you. Thank you for the gifts you've given me. How wonderful, he's given us gifts. Now I'm going to go and find these gifts that he's given us today. Okay, so let's go. Cynthia. Cynthia is a gift from God, wouldn't we all agree? She just brings him into service. The first time I met Cynthia, my just heart rejoiced because I just knew that God had given us such a special young girl. And to come all the way from overseas, Kenya, to be here, how wonderful. I want to say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for Cynthia. She is a gift from you for us. Thank you. Aiden, what a wonderful gift. Every week when I come to this church, I see some pretty proud aunts and uncles, let alone grandparents. We wouldn't even want to go near what the grandparents are blowing every week. Aiden is just such a blessing to us too, isn't he? And sometimes in church when we've been singing, I've been hearing Hayden singing. Have others heard him sing? He sings at the back and it's been absolutely wonderful. We've got some new wee ones coming in too. Come on in. Hayden comes in and he seems to love to worship. He's really brought a worshipful heart for our church. How wonderful is that? So let's pray for Hayden too this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given us Hayden. Thank you that you've given the Gardine family this amazing blessing. And he just brings a blessing to us with his eyes that light up. Thank you for his singing, Lord. Never let him damper it. Give him your heart of worship so that it continues in our services. Thank you for the gift of Hayden this morning. We've got some other young people here. Let's have some names. Hello, Zoe. Bella, Zoe. Hello, Benny. Three wonderful girls. How blessing. Lord Jesus, you've brought them this morning to your fellowship. Lord, help them never to know that they're not welcome here. That these three young grandchildren of Nicholson family, Donnie and Bev, have been so faithful to you. You're bringing the three of them into our fellowship. Lord, help them never to know that you ever turn away children. And that them coming to church this morning, that Zoe and Miller and Penny, just know that they're loved by you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we've got some blessings in this corner too. Right, got some names. Rosie. This is Annalise. This is a very special Annalise and Rosie. Right, let's pray for them too, because their gifts from God is for us as well. Lord, you are so gracious. You are so precious that you've given Jim and Glenys this very special time to have Annalise and Rosie in their home, and the special wee one too that's not here this morning. But you've enabled them to live in the home that you've created with Jim and Glenys. Just pray that these children will know and see always the love of Jesus. It comes from their parents and from their grandparents, and they experience in the real world in their lives. Thank you for the gifts of these two young girls. Love you, Lord. Amen. And we've brought some young men today. Some of you have known Jacob over many years. Jacob is my great grandnephew, and he's been lovely to bring here today. And we've got Celine, and I've forgotten his name. And Bryden. How precious it is. Lord Jesus, we know how you love Celine. Boy, we know how you love Celine. Lord, sometimes when she hugs me, I just know how much you have really given her a heart of love. And in her hugs, you show what love is about. Lord, just continue to do this for Celine and her ministry and her church, her family, and also in her ministry at school. Because at times she's the only Christian in that class. Help her to just keep giving you love. Thank you for Jacob. Thank you that when he comes with enthusiasm. Just pray that you'll touch his life, that you'll protect him from the stuff that sometimes happens around him. It's not good. But you will reassure him in his heart that he's loved by you. And thank you for Braden and how wonderful he comes. And sometimes he looks a little bit frightened coming into church. Help him to never be frightened to come into the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. That's our password. And today we said thank you for every child you've got in this church today. They are our gifts that you've given to us. Thank you. Amen. We've got two new songs because it's time we did some more stuff with children. So we've got one new song, and I think the other one we might kind of know. It's called Eka for You. And so you might just want to listen to it, and then we'll learn it for another time. So if you could perhaps just sit and listen to it. Thanks.